The idea of picking in a ball game this Memorial Day weekend has us wondering, how do small market baseball teams compete against their deep-pocketed brethren, especially when, like the Oakland A's, you have to compete with a more popular team, such as the San Francisco Giants across the bay. In this week's Money in Sports, I ask A's owner Lou Wolf just that.
Well, we're in the smallest two-team market in baseball. So if we were in Omaha and San Francisco was by itself, we both probably do a little bit better. We are the sort of the second-class citizen right now. In the six years prior to 2000, they outdrew us by about $500,000 a year. Not too bad. As soon as they opened their new ballpark, that number has jumped to $1.5 million a year. And in that same period, we've won more games and been in more playoffs. So we think a lot of it is attributed to the venue.
So you think a ballpark's the key? You bought some land. You have a naming rights agreement with Cisco. How firm is that?
Extremely firm. I mean,
you're going.
We're dedicated to that. The commissioner wants us to stay in our territory, which is fine with us, which is Alameda County, and we're, you know, processing it through California, which could take a few days.
When do you hope to have a ballpark in operation?
Well, everybody's quoting 2011. I'll take it, but I can't guarantee it.
What happens until then in terms of your revenue?
If we continue to play at the same, close to the same level, Billy Bean is our general manager in charge of that. It's funny, we're sort of inelastic. We're right around 2 million people every year, whether it rains or it doesn't, or whether we do real well or not. So we're hoping that we can keep that pace, but that's not great.
At least you're on the good weather side of the bay. Your payroll of $79 million is 17th in Major League Baseball. Do you think you'll be able to give Billy Bean more money to work with before you get a new stadium?
I think we're 16th, by the way. I think I'm the one owner where the general manager wants to spend less than the owner. Billy is very dedicated to the financial side as well as the winning side. In fact, I think he's challenged by it. So he hasn't come to me and asked for any more money. We have increased the payroll about $11 million since we took ownership. I think that's a fairly good number. If it gets you into the playoffs, which we hope it will most of the time, then the probabilities of success change very rapidly. So whether you have a $200 million payroll or a $60 million, the probabilities become much higher that you can succeed in the playoffs than as opposed to the season.
Well, your history's been growing homegrown talent or identifying underpaid, underachieving talent who will blossom and then losing them to free agency. Does that change, do you think?
It'll change with the new ballpark, but we won't, for example, I doubt that we're going to, even if we have the money, sign pitchers for 6 or 7 years. That's not our philosophy. I think that's a very dangerous risk to take. Some owners are willing to do it. I don't think we will be, no matter how much money we have.
What else do you do? What kind of ancillary revenue can you look to build for the A's?
Well, it'll be huge if we're having a ballpark village. We'll have 9,000 people within walking distance of the ballpark. We'll have 500,000 feet of retail, sort of a little bit like that retail that's outside of Boston, a little bigger. Everything good will happen. We have no real box seats. We have about 8,000 soft season ticket holders. The Giants have about 25,000. Mm-hmm. So if we can just get a little higher on that level, we'll be okay.
What do you do about the name if you're not in Oakland?
That's for a broadcast 3 years from today. I'll be back and tell you about that.
The A's play the O's in Baltimore tonight.
Well, the world's top-ranked tennis player says he's confident he can win the French Open this year. Roger Federer has 10 Grand Slam titles and recently beat rival
Rafael Nadal. He didn't say anything about soccer.